Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, because we really fought back. We had some great defensive possessions, hustle possessions, those 50-50 balls. And then Tyler was just sensational. You don't want it to come down to a mental error like that. You just would have liked to have seen this go double overtime. That's the kind of game it felt like. It deserved to go double OT and not have somebody get in the way of that. And unfortunately, you know, even as a veteran coach, I got in the way of that.
Wow, you don't, with everything going on in sports, you didn't expect to come in and say the Miami Heat lost the game and you're so used to talking about all the players that this one's on Eric Spoelstra is not something that we do, as you heard him taking full responsibility. By the way, not only for that calling a timeout when you didn't have any timeouts left, which he knew and forgot, but also whatever that was set up defensively to allow that dunk is just not something. You're used to seeing the Heat do that to other people, but not seeing that done to a Heat team that takes so much pride in what they do defensively. It was a weird one. Weird setup, personnel. Everything was a little different. Anyway, just one game. I know we got a lot going on.
You go a lot of games left.
We do. Okay. I mean, we're 10% into the season.
A lot of good loss, man, and you know these losses continue to add up.
Oh my God, here we go.
It's just not. It's not a good loss. Detroit.
Are you going to throw in? So just say the season's over.
I didn't say that, saying like these are not great losses, and these really added up last year, if you recall. Right? I mean, how many of these games do you love that back last year?
Well,
you talk about playoff positioning.
You would like to know that, think that you could beat Detroit, yes, even without Jimmy Butler.
They were down. I mean, they went down big in this game. They had to fight back.
They did. And by the way, Tyler Hero, if not his best game, second best game he's ever played in his life, I think it was his best game because the shots he had to hit, 18 in the fourth, I mean, he is knocking them down. And they're looking for him, which, by the way, pretty smart because he didn't wait to get close to the line, 3-point line. He was just firing them, feeling it, and firing the shots that he made. 18 in the fourth, 40 points in the game, 10 of 17 on threes. So, just to give you an idea, just how good Tyler is, who's now averaging, I think, about a little over 23 points a game. So, but Woody, yeah, but again, yeah, it was a bad. There was a lot of stuff. It wasn't Spo's, obviously, best night. After being able to come back and had a nice little lead, not a big one, but kind of looked like, all right, you're going to come back, and this is what you do when you play the Pistons. You might be a little flat, but you work your way back and you find a way to win, and you end up losing. I just never thought we'd be sitting here at 7 o'clock hour talking about Spo having a mental fart.
It is kind of funny. He's getting ripped. I mean, it's like, guy made one mistake. I mean. Again, you should not be in that situation.
Wait a sec,
texter's right. Like, we deserve to go to double overtime with the Pistons. He's got Pistons in all caps. Yeah, man, like, you know, these games shouldn't be this close. You should be able to beat the Pistons. Another guy says the Heat are not good. Clowns, trade Jimmy now.
You can't trade him right now. He's hurt.
Yeah. Well, what else is new? But, like, they are going at some point. They are going to have to do something to shake that thing up. I don't know what that is.
You know what everybody's going to say. Can you want me to help you here?
Yeah, please.
This Milwaukee thing is really bad.
Uh-huh. You going to trade for Giannis?
Well, Doesn't he start barking? He wants out?
I have no idea.
Doesn't he bark if he keeps losing that he's going to want out of there? They kept this banged-up team that's been together since they won a championship together, and their best days of staying healthy and playing well are long gone for this group. And sometimes you put a group together, especially when you got a lot of guys in their 30s, and it just doesn't work.
That's great, and I'm not one of these like trade experts that can crunch all the numbers for you here this morning, Joe, but I got to tell you, I'd be very surprised if Milwaukee decided to do business with Miami.
That's true. That could be.
That would be very surprising.
That would be.
But if, look, at some point, though, I don't think it's going to be a monster like a Giannis, but you do have to shake things up just a little because this is a, you know, seems like a 500 at best type of team, right?
It doesn't look good right now. And by the way, the East is
just not surprising.
So, you know what's weird about it? The Heat are sitting here at 4-6. The Bucks are 3-8, and the 76ers are 2-8. Just, you know, everybody thought 76ers and Bucks could have been the third and fourth best teams in basketball, maybe behind
That's a long season.
Boston and New York. It is a long season. We'll see. I know you hate that because you just want to blow everything
no,
up.
No, I don't, right I don't hate it. I just think that.
You got a little blow it up in you, though, would you admit?
With
you,
the Heat?
No, just in general. When teams get, they suck, blow it up. You got a little of that in you.
Well, the Dolphins were a little rough to start the season.
A little.
Just a bit.
It's bad. It's bad. Even when Tua got back.
2-3-game losing streak, just sandwiched a few wins in there, which is nice, but I expected better than 3-6.
Well, the other
I thought they were gonna take a step back this year. I told you, I'd be like, if you would have told me 3-6.
Well, I would have said they were gonna take a step backwards if I'd known Tua was gonna be out 4 games and we didn't have a backup quarterback. I would have said the same thing. I would have been with you.
But other teams have been able to kind of tread water with backups, right?
We
didn't plan ahead
We didn't. We didn't plan on scoring 10 a game and being able to expect people during that time. But I will say this that I'm curious. The next two games, I'll have a because you've got Las Vegas and the Patriots. I don't know what the spread is, but you got to win those two games.
Well, yeah, if you lose one of those two, I think you're definitely
you're
toast. But
yeah, no. There are certain teams on the schedule that. And by the way, you want to look at their next three games because the Jets are in there too after you go to Green Bay. And then you come home where, oh, God, they don't have to pay me for that game. I'll just go. I just want to see the Jets play the Dolphins. I'm really excited to see what that's going to look like.
So the Dolphins are 7.5-point favorites here at home against Vegas.
Think about that. You've won 3 games. And you're a 7.5-point favorite.
Vegas not very good.
So anyway, take
the Dolphins are definitely playing a much better brand of football. The
Nobody
last
can
two
debate
weeks.
That. Like, they are playing better. They have played better.
They're a good three-loss team.
I don't know.
Three-win team.
I get it. Still 3 wins.
No, they're good, but they are a good 3-win, right? Like
they need to get this thing to 5-6 before we start talking about a little turkey, little dinner. Little of that turkey wherever you're going before that.
That'll be a tough game.
See what
you still lose one or two more though, right? Theoretically,
I just said 9-8. All I'm saying is 9-8. I believe gets that 7th spot. Happened a couple years ago, and it could happen again. I think that's the only spot open. I just think the other teams. You got Pittsburgh playing well. Baltimore just unless you can outscore them, it looks like Baltimore's going to score a lot of points every game. As long as they stay healthy, it's going to be a tough one, and that allows another team to still. And you could be they might have to. You don't want to play Pittsburgh on the road too if they end up finishing second. They look pretty.
They
good.
Look very good.
Yeah, they look like they've got it rolling pretty good so far. We got a lot of. So Omar's going to join us coming in here at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk to him, and then we'll go with Brian Baldinger to take a look at. Everything in the National Football League from what was a crazy, crazy week of stuff. And you were talking about that. What do you hit it. I thought the craziest thing was that kick getting blocked by Denver, who, you know, ahead of the Dolphins by a couple of games and could have put themselves in really good situation and get that short field goal blocked. But your point to Detroit turned the ball over six times in the game, right? Is that what it was? Five or six, they turned it over.
Goff had five picks himself. The Lions are really good. The Lions are the best team in football.
Houston's supposed to be a good team, and like to lose that game is such a bad loss.
Yeah, but I still think the Lions are the best team in football, and I think the reason, like, you know, you look at the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes not playing particularly well, right? They should have lost that game. I mean, they handed Denver that game.
Yes, they did.
And I tried to troll you a little bit yesterday when you called in. I tried to get you going on that last play there.
Well, I know you did. But I do believe...
If you look at the replay, by the way, it looked like four guys could have blocked that kick.
No, no.
What a joke.
The blocking was terrible, but also...
How does that happen?
I don't know. They know it's an all-out block, obviously. They're gonna
lose. I would think.
wasn't like rest at the 68-yard line. No problem. He ain't going to make it. But
jeez, man.
I think, I don't know. Somebody told me yesterday, thought the ball's got to get up. Got to get up a little bit higher, but I'm sure.
I guess.
I don't know.
I got a feeling they get smashed by Buffalo this week.
I don't know, but I knew there's a problem when Mike Westhoff, assistant head coach and special teams coach, he said, that's it. So something must have happened for him to go, F it, I don't need this. He's in his mid-70s. Mike's made a lot of money, so obviously he said, that's it, I'm done. I don't know if they said it was time to go or Mike decided to go, but that was a weird one on top of it. So that's a huge loss. Has a seventh spot right now, is 5-5. Denver Broncos still there. But a lot of other teams are going, thank you. If we can just get something going here, we'll find out. By the way, we'll have a lot of news. We got tons of Dolphins news. Austin Jackson out for the season at right tackle. And Robert Jones, I don't know what his situation is. He did not play well at left guard. He had a rough, rough game, and then he was injured. Somebody said he was injured even before, and he just didn't play well. He tried to stay in there, and finally they had to replace him. And they're able to get Tyrell Dotson, linebacker, who's been a good one with Buffalo. The Dolphins are able to get him, and Seattle released him. He started every game, and then how about going from starter to getting released? And they go, well, we want to play our younger guys. And I was thinking something else had to happen, right? You don't just go around where it's hard to find players and just let them go. Anyway, Dolphins get another good linebacker in there. So got some guys playing well. Speaking of linebacker, those guys had a good game last week. We're going to hit the road here for just a second. We do have a lot of news to get to here this morning. A lot going on right now. Panthers, by the way, they lose to a really good Devils team last night. They had won seven in a row, so that's done. We can get rid of those bathrobes. We can start seeing guys outside those bathrobes they've been wearing since their trip overseas and get them back. But Panthers off to a great start. And the Miami Heat, that's a weird one, man. Do you ever think we come here and start by talking about Spoelstra screwing up like that? Calling a timeout. We've seen players do it, right? Players do it, and they go, you don't have any technical. But a coach do it. Spo.
Finding new ways to lose, man.
Yeah. Man, that was a crazy
one. In a dogfight with the Pistons. Never. That NBA Cup, man, that thing is...
That cup means not like everybody's trying to put it like, oh boy, this cup is great.
You didn't like that with the ugly blue court?
I'm not a cup lover.
No, looks like Boise State.
Not a cup lover. We the blue field. That was good, Woody. That was very good. Hey, I want to talk about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Good morning, main man, and thank you for helping so many people that are moving to town. They're looking to buy a company, and you match them up. You find people, man, I want to tell you, he's got a ton of people out there that moved to South Florida that are looking to buy a company. They're looking to buy a company for the family, them, looking to do something while they're here in South Florida. As we've got all these people, and the main man wants to let you know, if you're thinking about selling your company, there's only one person to go to, and that is Anthony Caliendo, the main man at the Business Broker Experts. He will take care of you. And right now, if you're asking yourself, you know, I am kind of burned down, kind of tired. I got a lot of stress, tired of all the risk, tired of all the competition, tired of all the employees, tired of just being tired and coming home every night complaining to my wife. And she says, why don't you sell it, man? Sell your business right now to 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Let him take care of you. Speak to Anthony Caliendo. He'll flip your biz and cash you out for a lot of money. Now, here's one thing that goes on. A lot of guys will tell you, like, I know it's doing really well, but I have no idea what it's worth. Some people have told me this or that. Let the main man take care of it for you. He offers free, no obligation business valuation. Call him and find out today. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or go online to themainman.com. I want to let you know the main man is going to walk you through from start to finish. He will. He's going to find somebody, no matter what size company you have, no matter how specialized your company is. Wait until you sit down and look at his resume on some of the deals that he's put together. And if it's something you're thinking about, you got nothing to lose. And you will love the personality. You'll love the knowledge. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get back to it, I want to let you know Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars is almost here, presented by WQAM and Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Talk sports with the WQAM staff Wednesday, November 20th at our new location, Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series and a cigar from Drew Estate. That's Wednesday, November 20th at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits and Plantation Walk, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year, sponsored by The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man, and by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE, Joe.
All right, and great sponsors, and all of them are a big part of our morning show, and always appreciate all those guys for being with us, and I might have to stay around and have a few, Woody. I can't make any guarantees about the next morning. Cannot make a guarantee to you that.
You're questionable?
I'm already questionable.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to be a game time decision, as they like to say in today's game.
All right.
Game time is somewhere between doubtful and questionable on that game time, I've learned here in the new NFL. Game time decision, although I felt good about Tyreek Hill playing. So.
What's up with that, by the way?
Yeah,
man.
That's where I was going. Let's talk about that. I was waiting for Omar and, people start getting into conspiracy, like I'm not going to talk about certain things because I'm not supposed to. So let's talk about Tyreek Hill. We like to call it the mystery of Tyreek Hill. I get, and I don't think he's running like he used to, although he's still really friggin' fast. But to sit here today, halfway through the season, 37th in the NFL, 37 catches, 462 yards for a guy that the last 2 years been over 1,700 yards. And as you recall, a lot of the players voted him the best player in the NFL, right? Last year. To nothing more than a decoy right now. They try to get him. Most of what they're doing with him is behind the line of scrimmage, whether it's some kind of flip behind or flip in front of the quarterback with him in motion or getting him out in a screen with blockers in front of him behind the line of scrimmage. It is a hard one to figure out. Now, you didn't run the ball well last game. You have been able to run it here. You did early in the game right off the bat, because the other part of this has been the mystery of Jalen Waddle. He had two catches right off the bat for like 55 yards. It looked like he was just going to have a huge game. By the way, and those catches he made were, it was kind of last year stuff, right? Get it to him. on a slant down the field or a square in or something that starts where you can either run full speed and keep going or sit down in a hole down the field between the linebackers and the guys that play those deep safety positions. And so I thought, man, today's the day. Because every week everybody writes, today's the day the Dolphins are going to make it a point to get the ball to Tyreek and Jalen. And it's incredible that he is a very expensive decoy right now for this team. I know they tried a few things, but again, most of it is starting behind the line of scrimmage instead of down the field. So I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine we can't get him the ball. Now, what is it? It's his wrist. I guess he's got a toe problem too. The other part of this that we haven't talked about, people probably know, is Woody, I don't know if you talked about it. Raheem Mostert did not get any carries. He did have two catches, including a big third down and 19, runs down the sideline, gets out in front and gives Tua time to get outside the pocket and throw it to him down the sideline, and just a big, big third down conversion for sure. But no carries for Raheem Mostert. Matter of fact, even late in the game, it was Jalen Wright that was in. So I guess everybody a little surprised by that all he got. Now, I don't know if it was like, hey, we're gonna have you not, you're going to be a receiving running back, but you're not going to get any carries. I don't know if he was told that before the game or not. The other one is Anthony Walker's now starting a middle linebacker and playing really well. Had an interception, making a lot of tackles, has on a really good game for the front seven that did well against the run. They had a real good game for sure. The other part is Chop Robinson, who we've all been like, is he going to be any good? Is this a good pick? The last two games, he's had a sack, probably real close to a couple more. Javon Holland beat him to one on an all-out blitz, just a great blitz call that the Rams didn't pick up. And he's had a lot of pressure. So Chop Robinson, your first-round pick, has really turned it on. Now, got to keep it going, and the way they're using him, I think all those things come into, and I give their defensive coordinator a lot of credit, man. Anthony Weaver has really done a nice job with what he has, especially you saw what it looked like when he had a lot of guys back, Javon and Zach Sealer back, and even Kader Kohu back, made a big, big difference for the Dolphins in this last game. I'm a little concerned about the offensive line again with potentially – two of the five guys out. I don't know what's going to happen to Robert Jones, but if Robert Jones plays the way he did in that last game, probably better off not playing him at this point. Probably just going to stick with Lester Cotton or somebody else, and Lester had his own problems at times when he was in there. And part of Tua's success is when he's got time back there, right? And this last game, he did not play as well as he did coming off a really, really good game in Buffalo. He was really good. Didn't play as well. And the other part of the Tua situation, we haven't talked much about Tua this morning, and you know you can't do a show without talking about Tua. I don't mind you throw an interception or you throw the ball away. I just like to see Tua. I appreciate that he's getting over there and he's probably pissed off and throws an interception and runs over. And I think he was real close to tackling a guy running down the sideline. If that knee hits that helmet, I don't know about you, but when he's back there and he holds on too long, I hear my brain and sometimes my mouth going, please get rid of the ball. Just if the play didn't work and your first option or even your second option's not there, throw it. You know where everybody is. Throw it over their head. Throw it over their head. And don't take the hit that he took where he fumbled going back on his head. Didn't need to do that. Didn't need to take that hit. And when you throw an interception, let your guys make the tackle, man. Let the other guys, they all know after a pick to get over there and keep them out of the end zone, especially when the Rams were struggling the way they were to score, just get somebody over there. But I appreciate the effort, and he shows everybody. But you lose him on that play, and it's over. All this fun talk, and maybe we have a chance, or at least you're going to stay around to watch and see, even if you don't believe. But it's done. If Tua gets knocked down on that tackle, on interception. So, again, there will be some people say, hey, man, great effort. That's what I want my quarterback to do. But a lot of people think, man, you can't afford another concussion. One more, and they're going to shut you down for the year, man. You're done. And if we have any chance, even if it's a 10% chance or 15% or 20% chance, or you don't, like, they have no chance if you're not playing. If you don't play, the whole offense changes again. Because Skyler can't run the two offense. He can't. I've seen it. We need two of there. So it'll be interesting. Those are just some of the things, and just teasing Omar here before we get going here. But the Tyreek Hill thing, I mean, they redid that contract. And I thought, here we go. It's going to be fun. Probably won't have 1,700 yards, but he'll get 1,500. I wonder if he's going to get to 1,000. I wonder if he's going to get to 900. So I just know that if you're going to have splash plays, whatever your running game looks like, you got a lot better chance when you're getting him the ball, get him the ball somehow down the field. Now, did a better job, honestly. Jalen Waddle dropped a big pass right in his hands, right through his hands, a perfect Tua pass that would have put him about the 20-yard line going in to score. And he dropped it, and again, he's wide open and would have had close to 100 yards in the game. So did get Waddle going a little bit and had some good catches in the game and some catches down the field. But got to get the other guy going. Got to get the other guy going besides everything's happening behind the line of scrimmage for him, where we found out the Rams did one of the best jobs at taking away all that stuff that we've had success with on those getting the ball quickly out wide and blockers in front of it. The Rams just absolutely chewed that up in the game. That's one of the reasons they had so much success, took that away. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, man. We continue on here this morning. And we want to let you know that we're kind of come back here. Woody's got his headlines. Man, I kind of miss your Hollywood headlines. I hope you come in strong today.
Well, we got something big coming up this weekend. We'll start our preview right, today. Right. You know what we got.
Yeah, I do, actually.
And, you're excited, huh?
Yeah, really. Just can't wait to see him get knocked out. Hey, by the way, and then on top of that, Omar's expected to join us here at 8 o'clock. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Omar's in the house. What do you got for us today?
Well, first things first, I'll let you know one more time here, Joe, that Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Tamarack Moose Lodge.
Oh, I'm writing it down. Where is that?
I've heard of that place. It's in Tamarack. Rock Island Road.
You spend
Tamarack.
A lot of time up there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We got a football game coming up this weekend, obviously, so we'll have a watch party for that. Sunday, 1 o'clock, ice cold beer specials, and you can get yourself entered to win a golf foursome.
They say what kind of beer the specials are on?
Whatever you want, man. Whatever you want. We'll take care of you.
What's the beer of choice?
Whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you drink, Joe, we'll take care of you. What's the beer of choice,
Joe? There's a couple.
Good. You can get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation.
Oh, that's a nice club.
You act like you discriminate against beer.
I just wish you would let me get through the thing. Without... There's certain things we could do, certain things we can't do. We just let me get through it, man. Jeez. All right, let's get to the headlines. I got Omar in here already poking. Just start with some TV ratings here, Joe. And NASCAR had a 1% increase from the 2023 season. The Cup Series averaged a shade under 2.9 million viewers.
Okay.
You watch any NASCAR out there?
Nope.
Omar?
My dad does.
That's good. He's one of the 2.9 million. It's good.
No, a lot of people like it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. I just talked to the Cuban redneck, David Rodriguez, and he's into it. He and his family are into it.
No, it's a popular event down here. Speaking
that's
of popular,
for my man if he's out there. Just have a little fun with him. So all the people at NBC, he's my camera guy. Go ahead.
I'm guessing we get into the range of, I don't know, 200 million people for this event coming up this weekend between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Will you stop? Just do it. Stop kissing everybody's ass.
They started
like this is some great heavyweight fight.
They started Ollie their they did their workouts. They were doing their workouts yesterday.
Knock that dude out, please.
You're rooting for Tyson, right?
Oh yes.
Well, it'd be a big victory for
this
old
guy's
people,
acting
too.
Like this guy's acting like he's one of the great heavyweights. He's talking about heavyweights and he's getting Tyson in his prime, number one. And, like, I think he's the greatest heavyweight of all time. Not too many people think Mike Tyson's the greatest heavyweight of all time, if we're to be honest.
Well, Mike Tyson said his comment on the fight here, he said it's the biggest fight in the history of life, was his direct quote.
Who
there.
Said that, Tyson?
Yeah.
Well, he must get extra money, more people watching on Netflix.
Said his intention is to knock him out, though, so there you go.
I hope so. I better not. He better fight the way he used to fight, where he tried to knock everybody out in the first 20 seconds. If he doesn't.
Nah, he's got to keep this entertaining.
No, he doesn't, because I don't think he can go. Remember, died on an airplane like 6 months ago.
Omar, the chances at almost 60 years of age of this guy frigging going deep into a fight against some young dude who looks like he's on steroids, come on.
They got to keep it entertaining, Joe. It can't last 2 minutes.
Guy's making it sound like
this says, by the way,
I don't want to hear who he thinks the greatest heavyweight of all time either.
So I know you'll be watching, obviously, but this has the potential for to be just a complete disaster, right?
People will be watching. I've been invited to two fight parties already.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm afraid this is going to break all the records.
It is.
Well, it's free too.
Well, free. That's a good point. I keep forgetting it's not even on.
Yeah, you don't have to pay us $70, $80 or whatever.
You don't
even
have to pay like $5.99, which this fight should go for, $5.99.
Maybe we'll get, see
like
if,
watching some little.
Our boxing expert, Victor, he's got a bye week here from the Canes. Maybe he can get his head out of Jake Paul's ass long enough to give us a call on Friday or something.
Why you got to take a shot at Victor? No. All the work he does and how he does all the work he does for you. So
he
you
does
sound,
do a lot. He does.
Don't take shots
he
at Victor.
Make me sound decent.
Mexican meathead.
All right. Speaking of meat, Mattel. So there's a Wicked movie that's coming out.
A what?
Wicked. It's like the play about the Wizard of Oz, the witch. Wicked. You probably slept through it. On Broadway or something.
I did doze off the play. God, she said I totally embarrassed her.
Anyway,
Broadway and slept through the whole thing.
Were you snoring?
Were offended. I did one for the wife. That'll be the last time.
Very rude.
Never go again to a play in New York.
They're good, man. Broadway shows are good. Anyway, Wicked is a movie. It's coming up here. It's coming out in like 10 days from now.
Is it Wicked?
Joe, Mattel, so they capitalize on the project here, and they came out with some dolls for the movie. They put the website for the movie on the packaging for the dolls, right? It seems like a logical thing to do, except that instead of putting wickedmovie.com, they just put wicked.com, which if you go to wicked.com, take you directly to a porn site. Big, big porn company.
I know.
Did not go over well with the toy crowd. And needless to say.
I guess not.
So
probably makes it a collector's item.
That's exactly where I was going. It's now these dolls, which are sold for like $25. They were listed on eBay for as much as $2,000.
Damn.
Misprints.
$2,000.
When you're on your work computer today, type in wicked.com, see what happens.
I'd probably stay off that. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't try to set me up so I'd go. Woody, this thing, there's porn everywhere.
The problem is with you, I'm scared that like you don't know how to delete your search history at home, and I feel like you guys share a computer. I don't want to take you down that road.
Well, I don't.
You know, he buys, like, if he really wanted, he'll just buy it on pay-per-view. He's one of those old-school types. He'll just click the remote.
If I get the itch that night and it's a good, it's a good fight. Yeah, I just watch.
Not exactly this time. All right.
No, I know what you were talking about. I threw it to a fight. I don't watch that stuff.
We got another thing up for auction here, Joe, and this might be the closest you could ever get to Derek Jeter. We have the base from his final game.
When you do something,
the base from his final game that is believed to be the last base that Jeter ever touched is coming.
He didn't
up.
Touch any here because he never was around.
I know. So I hear. Anyway, you can bid on this item. It's sold on MLB auctions for $50,000. So they are they're re-auctioning this deal off here, and we'll see. We'll see how much this goes for, Joe. The last notable base from a Yankee was the home plate from the original Yankee Stadium that was said to be present on the field on opening day in 1923 all the way to 1974. That sold for over $300,000.
Hmm.
So if you want the Jeter base, you can go bid.
I want the Judge bat or glove for that last game he played in where he was striking out all the time and dropped a fly ball. That's what I want. What would that go for?
Okay. All right, our what final one here.
What a job that was.
Florida breaks their Q3 tourism record, another quarter of strong numbers here. There were 34.6 million tourists who visited the Sunshine State between July 1st and September 30th.
Where are they going, Orlando?
They're going all over, Omar.
Well, they're coming down here. You coming here,
no,
too.
I mean, it's a different environment. Like, tourists for, you know, kids and families in Orlando, party and activity down here.
That's true.
Yeah.
They said 2.3 million
old people.
Old people
go to retire in, like, Naples.
Yeah.
I've been going to Naples more.
Naples is good.
Yeah. I can tell. I've been going over a little bit more recently.
Naples okay for the young and the old. Is it? It's mostly the old, but it's good.
Oh, I got to tell you, walking on the beach over there in Naples, I felt kind of young.
Why? Because you were young by comparison to the other people?
It's an older crowd. Exactly.
Like dinner, last reservation you can make is 8 p.m.
Yeah, by
it
the
does
way,
close early.
That's the
there.
Other thing, yeah. Man. You got to go to dinner early over there. You guys suck. Oh, man. All right, you done?
Yeah, sure.
We got Omar in the house. We got to come by. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to find out if Omar's drinking any of that Kool-Aid I was on this morning for that seventh playoff position. We'll talk with Omar about that. Plus the good and bad of the team going forward here. Down the stretch we go, man, with Tua back. And hopefully right about now, Tua's in the office of the coaching staff, and they're going over, please don't try to tackle anybody and get rid of the friggin' ball and don't take any hits that you don't have to take. Please. Now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, man. I want to tell you, if you're going through it, you don't have to tell me about it. Nope. By the way, it starts happening to men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And I didn't believe it when they told me that when I was in there representing the 60-year-old club. And then sure enough, man, there were guys coming in that were really young. And I was going, wow. So it happens to guys. Low T happens at a really young age for guys. And it's normal because it can happen to everybody sooner or later where your energy level is gone. You don't feel like working out. All of a sudden, you're staying home and eating more and gaining weight. All you do is sleep. You don't even sleep well. And your sex drive is gone. And if you're going through some of these things, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They will get rid of it for you quickly. They have treatments and success rates well over 90%. The most important thing you can do is schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Get it all set up. Meet with their professionals. Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised to test dose. All those things can happen for you. They'll happen quickly. They'll explain everything. And then you make a decision if you want to join the team or not. But I'm going to tell you this, you're going to have great results, and it's going to happen quickly. Been on the program now between 8 and 9 months. It's been fantastic, and I know you're going to feel the same way. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Seriously, talk to them. Meet with them. Nobody will know. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.